Hello, and welcome to SearchSoftwareQuality.com's podcast about the benefits of cloud computing for software development. My name is Keith Kessinger, and joining me today is Craig Balding. Craig is a security practitioner at a Fortune 500 company, and he runs the Cloud Security blog. Thank you for joining us today, Craig.
Thanks very much.
Cloud computing has certainly burst onto the scene. Many people are talking about it and have questions about it. Today I'd like to talk about the security aspects of cloud computing, but also the general benefits of it, such as what developers and testers might get from it. So let's start with that. In a general sense, why should a software development team consider using services via cloud computing? And how do those services benefit the development lifecycle?
That's a good question. I think fundamentally, the thing that software developers and project managers care about often is how fast they can scale up their development environments and their test environments. And one of the challenges facing internal IT is lack of space in the data center. Capital expenditure for purchasing new devices means there's a high upfront cost. And also just the sort of autonomic side, so that's automating the environments. I think with some of the cloud computing offerings that we're seeing now, you're really getting to a point where you can automate an awful lot of the environment builds. You can do that on demand and very quickly. So instead of having to put through a change request that you need extra disk space, you can just use it there and then as long as you've provided a credit card number. And also you can scale that back as well. So there's this sort of concept of elasticity of resources. So the kinds of questions that software developers may ask of their internal IT is how fast can they run complex compilation tasks, for example. And with a typical internal system, you're limited to the speed of the hardware that you've purchased, whereas with cloud computing, since it's on-demand resource, then you can opt to have a greater number of instances of, for example, virtual machines running, or you can select a large size one, as in the case with Amazon, where they offer different size virtual machines. So if you're running behind on a schedule, and obviously that's one of the challenges facing any software project, you can actually ramp up very quickly with both the sort of compilation, the testing, and other aspects as well. So, I mean, one of the things is, it's for example, just generating test data. Now, obviously, there's different schools of thought on how you should do your testing and what your input should be. And one of the challenges is going to be around pushing a lot of real data into the cloud from a corporate network, because, you know, simply network bandwidth makes that a challenge. However, if you have, if you're able to test using synthetic test data, which you generate in the cloud, you can have as many compute instances generating that test data as you need. So again, it's looking for parts of the software development lifecycle where computational limitations currently make things difficult, and kind of removing those. So that's really what cloud computing kind of promises. And also it's because it's pay on demand. You know, if you're not getting on with it, if you don't like it, what have you lost? You know, you've lost what you've spent so far, and I think that's why a lot of, especially a lot of startups, are experimenting with it.
Can using such services have a financial impact, and can it reduce the cost of software development?
Theoretically, yes, but if you fit within the x86 world, so at the moment, at least in terms of the cloud computing services that I'm aware of, you have to be developing around an Intel chipset. And if you're not, if you need to use a different type of CPU, then probably the cloud isn't ready for you yet. As far as the financial impact, as I mentioned, really, because it's sort of pay on demand, pay as you go, then I think that's probably the biggest area. If you either don't currently have enough hardware in house, or if that hardware is being used for something else, then I think the cloud provides quite a convenient option. And obviously, from a security point of view, that's one of the easiest tasks to put in the cloud. So development is typically not terribly sensitive. Obviously, it depends on the type of software that's being developed and, you know, and really the cost of the intellectual property. One of the challenges is obviously security people don't want to see lots of production data going into the cloud for development projects. So, you know, that's certainly an area of possible concern. But overall, development projects, I think, are a really great way for, you know, organizations to dip their toe in the cloud, as it were.
Now, does cloud computing allow for better data analysis of projects?
I think potentially it does. I'm definitely not claiming to be an expert on data analysis of software development projects, but from some of the things that I've been hearing from a number of customers of cloud computing and software development projects that have been going on there, they are saying that you know, it is enabling them to take a lot more measurements. And I think it's just, you know, it's instrumented a lot more, so they're able to get that. But you know, that's just what I've heard so far.
Now, what about product evaluations? Already companies provide free evaluation downloads of tools. Does cloud computing do anything to improve these types of services?
Yes, it can do. I mean, if you take the traditional sort of download model, then cloud computing gives you, you know, potentially sort of unlimited storage, and because of the globally distributed nature of the larger clouds, then you can have your software downloads closer to the user. So that could be, you know, on the same continent, or it could be even closer still, as some of the, certainly again, it's Amazon that's gone with, they've been offering, or they're going to be offering an edge download service. So literally your software download would be very close to the person that's downloading it. And that kind of capability was really only available to companies, media companies typically, that were willing to pay, you know, a lot more. So I think that's definitely going to help. And with, you know, sort of the simple storage service, it's very cheap to use. So, again, because it's pay-as-you-go, then you're not having to do any of the procurement. And you really just, you're given a slab of disk space and you can do what you need with it. The other way of looking at it, though, is instead of just looking at it from the download perspective, is looking at sort of software as a service. So whether you take a sort of common one such as Gmail or the classic Salesforce.com, you know, if you're a software as a service provider, then obviously you can simply, you know, your service is running in the cloud, so you can literally just update the software. And in terms of, you know, evaluations, I think the cloud's quite good for that, because you can build out however many evaluation environments you need. So instead of having to rely on the customer having the right environment and going through all the on-site shenanigans to get that working, you could actually create that evaluation environment in the cloud. So I would say that there are some potential benefits. You know, the caveat to a lot of what I'm saying, though, is really kind of making sure that you have the right management tools to actually be able to spin up these environments, you know, in a coordinated fashion. And there are a number of startups that are offering these tools. But I think that's going to be the crux of it. So for people to actually, you know, really be able to wrap their arms around it and to be able to do things quickly. It's all well and good having the power, but you also need the control.
Thanks for listening to part one of our three-part interview with Craig Balding. Be sure to tune into our next segment, where Craig and I discuss developer-specific topics, such as cloud computing's impact on agile development practices in e-commerce.